Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Pat, we're talking about Israel and some of the things that are happening right now. The Secretary of State, John Kerry, just left Israel Monday. Mm-hmm. And he is headed back next week, and he's trying to broker a peace deal with Israel and the Palestinians. But, you know, things just don't happen. You know, all of a sudden now, Syria, you don't hear anything on Syria. They're right in the middle of a civil war, and it's like silence. Right. Over 100,000 people are murdered there, and we're getting ready to approach on what NASA has predicted as the four, you know, the four blood moons. They predict that April the 15th, that there's going to be, the first blood moon. And typically when this has happened in history over the last 500 years, that it begins with tears for Israel, and it ends in joy. And we really want to be vigilant in our prayers and in our support with Israel, with the apple of God's eye. I mean, if you're going to stand for anything, we say that those that stand, you know, with VFN Radio, the sponsors and partners, say, listen, we're doing this for God and country in that order, God first, right? For country, for the Constitution and the freedom that allows us to serve God, and for our support and love for Israel. If we don't stand for the apple of God's eye, that's not going to be a good recipe for us. So I want us to listen to CBN as they report on the Secretary of State, John Kerry, and his visit and what he's trying to do with Israel and the Palestinians. Listen up.
Overseas now, where U.S. Secretary John Kerry left Israel on Monday, but is expected back next week. It is all part of a major U.S. effort to broker an agreement between Israelis and Palestinians. As Chris Mitchell reports from Jerusalem, some believe Kerry's efforts might put Israel's security in jeopardy.
Kerry says his efforts are not mission impossible.
And which I think presents us now with the possibility of trying to find a framework agreement which would really lay out the end game and lay out the framework for the major issues to guide the negotiations from this point forward.
It's not an interim agreement, it's not a transitional period, it's beyond us. We're working hard to achieve an agreement on all core issues.
Those core issues include security, borders, and the fate of Jerusalem. One reported issue is the proposal that Israel give up the strategic Jordan Valley to the Palestinians. Yet three U.S. senators, former Senate colleagues of Secretary Kerry, told a Jerusalem press conference recent history shows when Israel gives up land, it puts the country at risk. After Israel left Gaza in 2005, Hamas and other terror groups have fired thousands of rockets into Israel.
Here's the one thing that I think dominates the thinking in Israel. Once you withdraw, then the ability to go back is almost impossible. You know, once you give up your ability to kind of chart your own destiny, look at Gaza. What's the chance of going back into Gaza militarily?
Former Israeli Ambassador Danny Ayalon told CBN News he believes the agreement would base a future Palestinian state on the West Bank, including Jerusalem.
I believe that the deal that he offers is a 67 borders, or the basis of 67, which swaps on a one-to-one ratio. It would include Jerusalem, as far as Kerry is concerned. This is what I believe. That should be for recognition by the Palestinians of a Jewish state.
While Kerry puts U.S. prestige on the line to create a Palestinian state, some are concerned that Palestinians see the negotiations only as one stage in their long-range plan. A senior Palestinian official, Abba Zaik, told Syrian TV a Palestinian state based on the 1967 lines was only the beginning. He said even the most extreme among us, Hamas or the fighting forces, want a state within the 67 borders. Afterward, we will have something to say, because the inspiring idea cannot be achieved all at once, rather in stages. Many interpret the inspiring idea as the elimination of the State of Israel.
Yes, this is powerful, absolutely powerful. And we got to be able to get a grip. We need to get an understanding of what is actually happening. When you're talking about giving up land, it's interesting how all of a sudden, you know, Israel's, I say all of a sudden, but not, it's not all of a sudden. You know, Israel is being bombarded with these plans and strategies mm-hmm. from Iran. And then all of a sudden, that noise begins to go down and is quiet. And now they're back on the other front, mm-hmm. which is the Palestinian state. And they teeter back and forth with these plans to constantly wear Israel out. I mean, they're just kind of wearing them, trying to wear them and wear them out. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, Israel will not fall. I mean, they will not crumble. And you need to be careful messing with the apple of God's eye because this is not good. You know, can you pull up on the torch here? We want to play this video for you because, you know, the president actually, this is, you know, when you see this John Kerry, the Secretary of State, he's not speaking on his own accord, by the way. He has a cabinet position in the president's administration. Mm-hmm. He doesn't speak his own mind. He speaks the mind and the agenda of the president, the boss. Mm-hmm. And so we have a segment, September the 1st. It's President Obama tells Israel to split their land. And this was 5/20/11 when he spoke this, May the 5th, 2011. And you can just put 1967 in there. And, yeah, there it is. And what happened was that, listen, if we go back to 1967, if we go back to that period in time, this is not going to be good. This we're talking about indefensible borders. Mm. So when you hear talk about Israel going back and it's about land and it's about peace, now listen, you know, it's just like the enemy, just inch by inch, and just concede and we'll lay off of you. Just mm-hmm. give us a little bit more and we'll lay off of you. This is not the plan. You don't bully Israel into making a decision, and you don't bully Israel into saying, listen, if you give us some land, we'll stop messing with all you. Right. No, that's not how this works. But to suggest 1967 borderlines, and the thing about it is like, this is so embarrassing. This is so obvious. Right. Do you not see this? And it's like, it doesn't matter. It's always under the guise of different things. But to really understand what this means, we're going to actually play this video for you that literally talks about what will happen 1967 borders. In fact, we're probably going to play it for you in our next program. But when we play it for you, you got to see that this is serious business because at the end of the day, you know, Israel matters. Israel matters. It matters to God. It matters, you know, to the people of God. And God has a plan for Israel. Look, a lot of these nations come and they go. You look throughout history, the Roman Empire is one of the most massive, amazing empires. Listen, it's gone. Yeah. You have the Ottoman Empire, gone. You know, mm-hmm. you have all these empires that come and go. When you think about Great Britain, that it was said that I think the sun didn't set, never sat and went down uh-huh. on Great Britain's kingdom.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's how much they just advanced. Were everywhere. Yeah. And now, the vast difference. And I'm telling you that there are some things that we can do as believers is positioning our heart and intertwining our heart with Israel. There's even a doctrine that's crept into the church that it's kind of replacement theology, that all the promises that were made for Israel is like they discredit them and claim it as a belief. And listen, no, that's not what this is about. Mm-hmm. This is about that God has always had a plan for Israel from the beginning, and he still does. And we're just grafted into this promise. Mm-hmm. And what's going to happen when, you know, our brothers, our Jewish brothers and sisters come to the revelation of Jesus Christ as their Messiah. And it's just beautiful. And if you've never been to Israel, I know that you've been to Israel. I've had the chance mm-hmm. to go to Israel. I mean, it's really a wonderful experience. I mean, it's the state, the country is smaller than the state of New Jersey. And I've just traveling and going through and just visiting some of the sites where they say Jesus walked here.
Yeah, right.
Okay, you know, but to see, you know, olive trees that were around from the time of Christ, and they have them just, you know, covered and fenced in, and just being there. There's nothing like being in the Holy Land, and mm-hmm. I believe I turned 22 in Israel, and it was an amazing, amazing time for me.
Oh, wow. That was a long time ago.
That was a long, long, long time ago, and It was great. It was some long 11 days. Mm. And But God gave me a heart for Israel. That's where my heart for Israel really began to take on, because, you know, you're there in the land and you're eating their food. I was first introduced to falafels there in Israel. And I actually liked them. I don't know if you liked them, but I liked falafels when I had them there in Israel.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's good.
And that's pretty good because I have a unique taste buds. I have
taste buds. That's for sure.
But my goodness, this is Israel. This is Israel, the apple of God's eye, and Jerusalem. Listen, watch Jerusalem. Watch Jerusalem. It's not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence that three of what? The religions that are known, three religions in the world claim Jerusalem. You know, Christians, obviously,
right.
Jewish,
mm-hmm.
and Muslims. It's like, why? What is this?
What's
battle?
About that place?
Come on now. And I've been to the Holy Mount, and I've been to the Temple Mount, I've been to the Wailing Wall, and it's just, you know, it's such a small place. And when we show you this video, you're going to recognize that, I don't know, and maybe in your community, in different places around this country, the United States, you have small towns, and you have areas of town, and, you know, sometimes you may live on a border state and you realize that, you know, it's like crossing one state from the other is pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
I was amazed that, like, you know, when I went to Israel, I'm like, I'm in Israel and I'm just overlooking Lebanon. You know, it's like
yeah.
it's right there. And then you went to the Golan Heights and you're like, oh, is that Syria? A stone's throw away. And then I'm in the Dead Sea and thinking, this is so close. They're literally like taking bombs from one block and throwing it across the other.
Mm-hmm.
And these borders are important.
Mm-hmm.
They're important. And to suggest that Israel's going to give up land because they're being bullied and it's our government that's doing that, listen, we need to repent. We need to cry out to God and say, no, this can't happen. Not on our watch. We're going to stand with the apple of God's eye. We're going to pray. We're going to intercede. And we're going to stand behind them. We're going to say, no, this is not going to happen. When you see this video, and we're making it available on the torture, you're going to hear it firsthand when we come back for our next program. It's really going to make a whole lot of sense. Wow, we have been mentioning in previous programs about Israel and how the Secretary of State is coming back and, you know, just came back Monday as of this broadcast and is headed back this week to mm-hmm. continue to negotiate and broker some sort of, you know, peace deal with the Palestinians and to get some land agreement swap. And it's like, listen, everyone is saying this is not good. This, you know, everyone can clearly see that you can't keep giving land, especially in land that's going to make Israel indefensible. Indefensible means they can't defend themselves. You know what I'm saying? It's like inviting the enemy into your yard and saying, you know, oh, we're going to live at peace. You got to have some distance. You know what I mean?
Right. There's a fence here for a reason.
For a reason. We stay here, you stay there. And it's like tearing down your fence and saying, come on over. Here's some more of my yard. Or, you know, mm-hmm. like, no, this is not good. And we're encouraging you. We're encouraging you to stay alert. Don't become weary with news articles that you're hearing and just because you hear Israel mentioned. And there's a point that you can sometimes, you know, hear something so often that you begin to discredit it or you don't focus that much upon it because you think they're going to keep talking about it or you can miss. No, listen, everything matters. Mm-hmm. If you notice, a lot of, you know, laws get passed right during the holiday season when no one's paying attention. It's like, you need to pay attention. You need to pay attention.
Right.
And we want to encourage you to support organizations, ministries that support Israel. KUFI is a great one, Christians United for Israel. They are one of the largest pro-Israeli American groups, you know, in the world. I think it's reported that John Hagee himself with Christians United, he founded this organization. I think they raised something like $86 million for Israel.
Oh, wow.
And that's a beautiful thing. It speaks mm-hmm. a lot to the Jewish people when they see that it's not just with words. It's not just, you know, mm-hmm. Saying these little speeches or anything, but it's actually with love and love with action. We're showing it. So we want to encourage you to do so. But we have this video that we want to play for you. It will be available for you on the torch, and we'll make sure that this segment is related as well. But they've done a fine job, an excellent job with this video, detailing and showing and explaining with awesome accuracy and detail, giving you the visual so that you can see, listen, if we give up this land, this is what this means. It means that we become indefensible and we will not be able to protect ourselves. So we want to make sure that you get a chance to get this, and another producer is working on it. But stay alert. I want you to listen up.
Every state has the right of self-defense and to secure borders to protect itself from hostile invasions and terror. Israel is a small state surrounded by Arab countries 650 times its size, some of which are large bases of global terror. Only 44 miles separate between the Jordan Valley and the Mediterranean Sea. After the Six-Day War in 1967, when Israel was attacked by four armies on three fronts, United Nations Security Council Resolution 242 stated that Israel was entitled to new defensible borders to replace the previous fragile lines from which it was attacked. What are Israel's defensible borders? What are its essential security needs? The Jordan Rift Valley, Israel's eastern frontier, forms a natural barrier between Israel and the countries of Jordan, Iraq, and Iran. The Jordan Valley rises from an area that is 1,200 feet below sea level to a hilly ridge of up to 3,000 feet, creating a steep 4,200-foot virtual wall opposite any force attacking from the east. The growing threat of global jihad activity near Israel's borders requires it to prevent infiltrations of terrorists and weapons. When Israel left the Philadelphia corridor in Gaza, it became a highway for the infiltration of terrorists and the flow of hundreds of tons of ammunition and weaponry from all over the Arab world, aimed at Israeli civilians. The Jordan Valley is the equivalent of Gaza's Philadelphia corridor in the West Bank. To defend itself, Israel must retain control over the Jordan Valley. This is Israel's mountain ridge, rising up to 3,000 feet. It dominates Israel's major coastal cities, where more than 70% of its population, 80% of its industry, and all of its airfields and seaports are located. Missiles launched from the Judean hills pose an immediate threat to Jerusalem, Israel's capital. Israel's only international airport, Ben Gurion, would be in the range of even primitive rockets, while all planes taking off and landing would be threatened by shoulder-launched anti-aircraft missiles. More advanced weaponry would be able to hit virtually any point in Israel. If Israel were forced back to the 1949 armistice lines, the Green Line, the country's width would be reduced to a narrow 9-mile waistline that would be impossible to defend. That's why any future arrangement must include Israeli control over key areas of the mountain ridge and a demilitarized Palestinian state. Israel's narrow borders means a combat aircraft can cross the entire country in under 4 minutes. In less than 2 minutes, an enemy plane could penetrate the country's airspace via the Jordan Valley and reach Jerusalem. In order to thwart an aerial attack on Jerusalem, a hostile plane must be shot down at least 10 miles east of the capital to prevent it from crashing into major population centers. Therefore, Israel must be able to identify hostile planes before they cross the Jordan River line and intercept them shortly after. To defend itself, Israel must control the airspace over the West Bank. Israel's transportation arteries, and in particular the Trans-Israel Highway, enable travel and connection between Israel's regions. They also assure the mobility of the Israel Defense Forces in case of attack. Protection of these vital arteries is essential in order to ensure that 1. Civilians aren't victims of terrorist gunfire. 2. Regions of the country cannot easily be cut off. 3. The mobility of Israel's defense forces is not hindered in the case of invasion. To defend itself, Israel must control its main arteries of transportation. There is enormous uncertainty about future trends in the Middle East. Iran is determined to become the supreme power as the U.S. withdraws from Iraq. No one can guarantee the future of many of the current regimes in the region. Today, more than ever, it is crucial to ensure defensible borders for Israel.
Wow, I think that settles it. I think that's plain.
Yeah.
Listen, let's stand with Israel. Be informed, support those who stand with the apple of God's eye. Psalms 122 says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. Listen, we are blessed when we stand with Israel. Mm. We're blessed.
Wow.
We're blessed. And so we just want to remember that and add that to your prayer list. And remember, four blood moons are coming. These are very, very serious days in which we're living in. But the one who doesn't sleep and doesn't slumber is on watch, and we can rest secure in that.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi. Over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.